Our lesson yesterday, today, and tomorrow is a lesson that I taught a few weeks ago, which I am airing on Bible Strong. I hope this lesson is an inspiration to you. Scoot up your chair. Paul said in Colossians, the first chapter, in verse 16, "For by him were all things created." What does the word "all" include? When he says all things were, what does it include? Everything. In fact, Paul said he created all things that are in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible. How do you do that? If you do, how do you know when it's completed? God created the invisible things. I like what Paul said. He wrote to the Romans. He said, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood," Paul says, "by the things that are made." And then Paul goes on and says, chapter 11, he says, "Moses forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible." How do you see the invisible? With the invisible. God is invisible, but I have invisible eyes. I have invisible ears. You just see these, but I have ears you don't see. God speaks with a mouth you don't see. He speaks words that's inaudible and you don't hear them, but I hear them with an ear that you don't see. Most of you know you've got ears nobody has ever seen. You've got a mouth nobody has ever seen. That's the mouth you use to talk to yourselves. Anybody here ever talk to themselves? Now, you can do it without opening your mouth, because you've got a mouth and ears that's invisible. "For he endured as seeing who is invisible." Now we're going to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 1 says, "Beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was void and dark, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." I know you're saying, maybe, why would God create such a chaotic condition? Well, he's still working on it. He's not through yet. You haven't read the end of the chapter. These are just the first two verses. And if you think that I'm not what I ought to be, God's still working on me. God's still working on me. I may look like a mess, but he can turn this mess into a miracle. He's still working on some of you. Some of you at home listening. And since I mentioned that, I don't want everybody that's at home to listen too long to Jeroboam. You know Jeroboam. There's a couple of those born boys, and Jeroboam was the worst one. He told Israel, "It's too much to go down to Jerusalem to worship in the temple." He said, "Stay here at home. You can keep your pajamas on. If you go down there, you got to put on some breeches. Women, you got to fix your hair. And that's just too much." Now, I know this home deal has served us well during the pandemic. I got my card, my get out of jail card, in my pocket. We can come to church now. But many of you can identify with this chaotic condition that existed when God looked down on it. He saw nothing but three layers of nothingness. A layer of earth, a layer of water, and a layer of darkness. Maybe some of you have been in that place in your life. You were just three layers of nothingness. Soul, body, and spirit. No beauty, no fruit, producing nothing, just floating around in space. But the Bible says that the Spirit moved upon the waters. And God said in verse 3, let there be light. And there was light just because he said so. God can speak light into your life, and it will happen because he said so. I just told you that the word of God is quick and powerful. That's powerful. Just because he said so. And then he says, let the earth bring forth grass and trees. And the Bible says it was so. It happened just because he said so. When he said, let the earth bring forth grass, I believe you could have seen a carpet of green just crawling across the face of the earth. And then he said, trees, please. God's word is powerful. And when all things and said, it is very, very good. And then he says, there was no man to till the land. There was nobody to attend the garden. God was needing a farmer. He was needing somebody to till the land. And when you need a farmer and you don't have one, and if you're God, you just create one. The Bible says that God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the earth. In some places it says the clay. And I believe that the waters had so recently that he had no problems getting enough mud to form a man. And he formed him on the ground. And you know the template that he used to form this man? He used himself. He made this man in his image. God said, I've got eyes. I'm going to give him eyes. I've got hands. He will have hands. I've got feet. He will have feet. I'll give him a mouth and ears so he can talk and listen to me. And God did. And there he was, laying in the mud. Nothing but a mud man. He had feet, but he wasn't going anywhere. He had hands, but he wasn't doing anything. Unproductive. Just laying there. Lifeless, helpless. Have you ever felt that way? That you were helpless? You had all of your faculties, but you were going nowhere. You were doing nothing. You were fruitless and helpless, just existing. Well, God, in his magnanimous love, stooped the breath of life into this form, into this mud man, and he became a living soul.
I'm going to end this lesson right here. For the last 2 days, we've been speaking about the power of the Word in creation. Tomorrow, we're going to get into the power of the Word in personification. Join me tomorrow.